You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Last week, the government announced its plan for the next Resource Management Act amendment bill. The Resource Management Act seeks to promote the sustainable management of natural and physical resources, including land, water and air. As part of the first changes being made, farming, mining and other industrial regulations are being scrapped or amended. In response, Greenpeace has criticised the repeal of intensive winter grazing regulations and revision of Te Mana o Te Wai, highlighting concerns for the protection of fresh water and the health of rural communities. I spoke to the head of campaigns for Greenpeace Aotearoa, Amanda Larson, about these changes and the consequences they will have on our environment and access to safe drinking water in rural areas. I started off our interview asking Larson what the hierarchy of obligations under Te Mana o Te Wai are.
At the moment, anyone who's applying for consent to take water needs to follow the hierarchy of Te Mana o Te Wai, and that hierarchy basically says that first and foremost, we need to protect the health of water. So that's, you know, the right for water to exist and the creatures that live in it. Secondly, we need to protect the right to drinking water, so kind of human uses. And then thirdly, furthest down in that priority is kind of commercial uses of water.
And another key change in this announcement was the repeal of intensive winter grazing regulations. What guidance did this provide for farmers and why were these originally put in place?
So the intensive winter grazing regulations exist partly for animal welfare reasons. People might also know intensive winter grazing as mud farming. So people might have seen the pictures of cows knee-deep in mud or giving birth to calves in mud. Basically, it's you know, it is what it says in the tin. It's a very intensive way of farming. And so that has consequences for animal welfare, but it also has consequences for water quality because basically when the land is trampled up into mud, then it makes it easier for all the kind of effluent and sedimentation and stuff to flow off into water bodies. So those rules exist for a reason, and that's to protect animals, but also to protect nature, to protect rivers and lakes.
Yeah, and would you be able to speak a little bit as to why the Resource Management Act is being amended in the first place? How has the government justified these changes?
The government has basically made it clear that they want to remove all regulations that affect the dairy sector. It's really important to remember why regulations exist. They exist to protect, you know, the places that we care about. They exist to protect animals and other creatures. They exist to protect our health. So removing those regulations, those few regulations that we have on intensive farming practices is really bad news for animal welfare, for drinking water, for, you know, anyone who wants to take a swim in their local river or lake. But yeah, you know, to your question, it's being justified on the grounds that we need to remove regulation of the farming industry, which, you know, I would really question because those regulations are few and far between already. So removing them completely would have consequences for, you know, the broader public. And that includes things like access to clean and safe drinking water, which we know is at risk in many rural parts of New Zealand right now.
Yeah, just to kind of add on to what you're saying there, Greenpeace has said that these changes won't just be on the environment. And so you guys tested drinking water in rural Canterbury and found that several public town suppliers were reaching levels of nitrate above 5 milligrams per litre. Would you be able to just firstly explain a little bit of the science behind this? What does this mean and how is the safety of drinking water determined?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is emerging research that's come out over the last 10 years or so that's connected nitrate contamination of drinking water to a range of health risks. You mentioned the 5 milligrams per liter. That's the level that scientists have found is associated with an increased risk of preterm birth or low birth weight babies if that water is drunk by pregnant people. But also scientists have found that even water with nitrate contamination levels of 1 milligram per liter or above is associated with health risks, such as bowel cancer, if you're drinking that water over a prolonged period of time. So we did. We've been doing water testing since 2021, and like you say, at our most recent one in North Canterbury, we found that even the public town supplies were reaching nitrate levels of 5 mg/L, which is associated with increased risk of bowel cancer and also those preterm birth risks that I mentioned. And the primary cause of nitrate contamination of drinking water is intensive agriculture, so dairying and also the use of fertilizers in order to grow the grass that feeds the dairy cows.
Yeah, and just to kind of add to that, do you think that these amendments will possibly raise the nitrate contamination? Like, is this something that we should be concerned about?
Yeah, I mean, removing regulations that protect fresh water, you know, those are the things that will prevent the pollution from getting into the groundwater. So if you remove those regulations, then yes, it will cause more pollution. You know, we believe that everybody has a right to safe and clean drinking water, to know that the water coming out of their tap isn't going to make them sick. But in intensive dairying has had an impact on people's drinking water, and those regulations were one of the kind of few things that exist to protect that water. And now this government is suggesting that they will remove those few protections that already exist, which will have consequences for people's health.
Mm. And do you believe that Te Mano Te Wai and the intensive winter grazing regulations went far enough to protect our fresh waters and the environment in the first place?
No, I don't believe that the regulations that currently exist are enough. Greenpeace has been advocating for a phase out of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, so for the practice of using that fertilizer to be phased out completely. We don't need fertilizer in order to farm, and there are plenty of farmers who don't use it, but it does necessitate a different way of farming, and the government would also need to support doing that. So yeah, we think there should be stronger regulations than the ones that exist, and we also think that, you know, farmers should be supported to transition to ways of farming that aren't so intensive. And that's ultimately what overseas markets are looking for as well. Like, they're looking for food that is grown in ways that are, you know, protect animal welfare, protect nature, don't produce so many greenhouse gas emissions. But this government seems hell-bent on taking New Zealand in the opposite direction, which is really concerning.
And that's all I have for today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I saw today that this government is polling really poorly. It's kind of the worst poll result for a first-term government that we've seen, and I think that really speaks to the fact that people are quite horrified by the way that this government has been approaching nature and Te Tiriti in particular. Because, you know, people may have voted for a change of government, but they certainly didn't vote for more extinction, for more pollution, for having their democratic rights taken away. So I think, you know, that's a real warning to the new government that there's only so far that they can push this, because people will resist it in order to look after the places that they care about.
That was the head of campaigns for Greenpeace Aotearoa, Amanda Larson, speaking about the amendments to the Resource Management Act and the consequences these will have on the environment and access to fresh drinking water. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.